Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Labor Department reported today that another 1.3 million people filed for unemployment benefits last week. Of course, just because you file for benefits in this pandemic doesn't mean you'll get them. Milwaukee resident Deidre Blakely was furloughed from her job at the Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino 14 weeks ago. She still hasn't seen a penny in unemployment. Deidre, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
And I'm sorry this is happening to you. What have you been doing these past 14 weeks? How difficult have they been?
It's been very difficult. Trying to get answers is the hardest part, the not knowing where your next, you know, paycheck is coming from is really stressful. Bills are piling up. People are calling. Cars almost about to get repossessed. Evictions. It's nonstop.
And how often are you calling the unemployment office to get help?
I call them about once a week. And when I do call, I get a different story every time. And then calling is hard enough as it is. You're calling for back to back for about an hour straight. Once you finally get in queue, you're probably on hold for about 2.5 hours, if you're lucky. And if you're lucky, you don't get hung up on. So it's just a revolving door.
Now, I understand the casino where you worked has actually reopened, but it hasn't brought back all of its employees, and I assume that means you. Do you have any idea if you're ever going to get that job back?
I am confident that I will get my job back. But I just don't know when. Now with the new COVID numbers going up, I don't know if they're going to open the casino up anymore to more people coming in. And right now, they're on limited hours. They're on limited shifts. And I'm just waiting for that call to go back to work. I'm ready. I'm definitely ready to go back to work.
I'm sure you are. I mean, you've said how hard it is not to have that income coming in. Do you mind if I ask you a personal question? And you can tell me to get lost if you want to. But
sure.
Yeah. How much money do you have left in the bank?
I actually just had my daughter send me $100 because my phone company charged my bill because it's monthly. It's automatically taken out, and it overdrafted my account. So now I think I have probably $13 in my bank.
And you had to ask your daughter to help you out. Mm-hmm. That's got to be hard.
It's very hard. It's humbling. It's very hard to ask my daughter. And she's got her kids and her life, and she has to take care of them. And, you know, her helping me out is a blessing.
And how old are you?
I'm 44.
Have you ever had it this hard?
No, never.
So how are you getting by? How are you putting food on the table?
I got approved for Food Share, Wisconsin Food Share. So I'm using that very sparingly. And it's just me, so I can survive off of Top Ramen.
That's the spirit. That's a spirit. Well, listen, that's tough. You're also, you mentioned you're worried about losing your apartment, potentially your car. Tell me about what's going on with those things.
I've called my car company, and they've been pretty understanding, but they can only be so understanding. My car note has been due. I've called them, and they said that they can extend it until probably about the 20th, 21st, I think they said, and then they're going to go forward with probably repossessing. So hopefully, I have a couple more days to hope that they get my unemployment together.
And you're going to need that car if you get called back to work, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep, because I don't have money for Uber.
Yeah. Look, we have read that Wisconsin's Department of Workforce Development hasn't processed the claims of more than 150,000 people, so that includes you as one of them. And an official there told the Minnesota Post that they were very, very close to resolving the outstanding claims from March. It is now, of course, July. Do you have any hope that this is going to get resolved and that you'll get an unemployment check?
I'm losing hope every day. I'm definitely losing hope every day. I've never been in this type of situation. I've never felt so left out and just thrown to the wind by no fault of my own. And it's very discouraging. And I really just hope that they don't deny my claim to where I would have to reapply and then wait another 90 days. Because then I don't know what to do. Nobody's really hiring. So I can't find another job that, you know, is going to, that's going to help in time.
Well, Deirdre Blakely, there are a lot of people listening to this who are going to hold on to hope for you, including me.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much for telling us your story.
Thank you so much for having me.